Defense in a poo-poo. Her body language enticing. Took a simple and big icing. Now that you got my attention, Momo twin, the corner in my question. What makes you think you can handle me? Cause faster the reply cut it twisted. Na kesi baka tuntulu ifa tofi apasa tuntulu. But I doubt if you love kapoko. Loving gombo nanti sauce. I'm a soldier, you want to use it. Baby, go down, allow me to use it. Ah,
everybody sing along, don't
ah,
yeah. Everybody sing along,
don't Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one. 91.3 FM.
Yo, what's good? What's poppin' to?
Boy, me see.
Yeah, you are listening to Power FM 91.3
East Hodie.
I saw ya, bro.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Economist warns of widespread underdeclaration in Zambia's mining sector. SRA to purchase maize from farmers nationwide warns non-compliant CEES beneficiaries. In international news, Dangote warns influx of Russian fuel threats, Africa's refining industry. And in sports news, Kenya, Uganda and Tanzania ready for kickoff ahead of Africa Cup of Nations.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suwilanji Mulenga. Economist Yusuf Dodia has raised concerns about illicit financial flows in Zambia's mining sector, citing a significant disparity between official figures and actual transactions. According to Mr. Dodia, the reported $3.5 billion in illicit financial flows for 2024 is just the tip of the iceberg, with the real figure likely much higher. Speaking on the Power Breakfast Show, Mr. Dodia highlighted the issue of underdeclaration of exports, where mining companies declare lower volumes of minerals than they actually export. He gave an example of a mining company exporting 100 to 200 tons of copper daily, but only declaring 20 tons on paper, arguing that this deprives the government of much-needed revenue and hinders economic growth. The Financial Intelligence Center's report, which Mr. Dodia referenced, reveals irregularities in financial transactions, but he believes the actual extent of illicit financial flows is much larger than what's reported. In a separate development, Opposition Patriotic Front, PF, Media Director Edwin Lufuekelo has criticized the United Party for National Development, UPND, government, led by President Hakainde Hichilema, stating that it will not win the 2026 presidential parliamentary elections. Mr. Lufuekelo claims that government has failed to deliver on its promises, including economic prosperity, quality health care, and respect for human rights, citing rampant civil and political arrests, police brutality, and the incarceration of political opponents as evidence of government's failure. He further criticized the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, and Parliament, accusing them of being compromised and serving as extensions of the executive branch. Mr. Lufuekelo predicted that if elections were held today, the UPND would struggle to secure even 30% of the electoral college, attributing this to widespread content among Zambians.
The day they were ushered into office. At the moment, the UPND administration is off target with the Zambian people. I can assure you that if elections were held today, UPND would be lucky to even get 40% of the electoral college. That's how bad Zambians want to remove them out of office. UPND and President Hakainde Hichilema are living in self-deception, denial, full of self-praise, and suggest that it will be difficult to remove them from power. It's quite intriguing. This government will be the easiest to remove from power once opposition unites. This government is a failed project. When a country loses the rule of law, it becomes a banana republic. UPND lying lips will not save them from the 2026 Armageddon. Abuse of state institutions, electoral violence will not save them in 2026.
In a separate development, the Ministry of Agriculture has announced that the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, is now purchasing maize in all 10 provinces, specifically in areas where the moisture content meets the illegal standard of 12.5%. To facilitate this, all 1,600 satellite depots across the country have been opened. According to Minister of Agriculture Ruben Tolo, farmers who benefited from the Farmer Input Support Program, FISP, are required to sell a minimum of 10 bags by 50 kg each of maize to FRA. Failure to comply on a date to be announced will result in ineligibility for the 2025-2026 farming season as per Cabinet Circular Number CM1 of 2024. Minister Mtolo emphasized the importance of farmers adhering to this requirement, highlighting the government's effort to ensure food security and support local farmers.
Madam Speaker, I am pleased to inform this August House that the Food Reserve Agency is now buying maize in all the 10 provinces of the country in areas where the grain moisture content has reached the optimum level of 12.5%. High moisture content levels can lead to increased microbial activity, which results in mold, mycotoxins, heating, spoilage, and decreased shelf life, thereby compromising, Madam Speaker, the quality of the grain. The Food Reserve Agency is closely monitoring the levels of grain moisture content in the areas which have not yet been opened. Directed that the ministry provides guidance on the farmers that benefited by getting farming inputs under the Farmer Input Support Program FISIP. According to the Cabinet Circular Number CM11 of 2024, each of the FISIP beneficiaries is expected to sell to the Food Reserve Agency a minimum, Madam Speaker, a minimum of 10 by 50 kg bags to sell, not to give for free, but to sell. The agency will pay for the 10 bags. Farmers who will fail to supply to the Food Reserve Agency on a date to be announced soon will not be allowed on the program for the 2025-2026 farming season.
In another development, the Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has seized a truck carrying 300 cases of smuggled Konyagi beer, valued at over 400,000 kwacha in lost tax revenue. The truck, registration number BLC3320, was intercepted in Kapirim Poshi on July 19, 2025, and escorted to Lusaka for investigations. According to ZRA Senior Corporate Affairs Officer Robert Zawe, the truck's manifest declared kapenta, potatoes, and motor vehicle rims, but failed to declare the Konyagi beer. Mr. Zawe has since warned transporters to declare goods accurately to avoid seizure of their vehicles and related penalties, adding that mobile enforcement teams are on high alert to curtail smuggling nationwide. He says the seized truck is currently parked at the ZRA McKinney Yard.
The authority has today seized 300 cases of Konyagi beer. This beer was concealed under the bags of carpenter clothes and motor vehicle rims. The interception was done in Kapiri, and the truck had to be escorted to our enforcement center in Lusaka at Makeni Enforcement Yard. And as ZRA, we are saying we are not going to pay a blind eye to all forms of smuggling. And as you can see, this is a clear case of concealment. You can see how the Konyagi was packed and concealed under other various items that were in the same light truck. So this truck that you are seeing here will be seized together with the Konyagi beer. This beer, had we not intercepted, the government would have lost 418,000 kwacha in taxes. So as ZRA, we are sending a message to transporters that every time they are carrying goods from the borders, they need to make sure that the goods they are carrying are correctly declared at our borders, so that they avoid, you know, their vessel being seized together with the goods that have been smuggled into the country.
In international news, Nigerian billionaire Aliko Dangote has warned that heavily discounted Russian petroleum products are flooding African markets.